when he spoke about the leader of the generation, he always made reference to the Friedrich Rebbe. The Rebbe himself explained it at different occasions, where we actually went through the sichas here. And the main point, what it comes out of those sichas are, that the Rebbe is attributing all his ability and all his success and all his gifts to the Friedrich Rebbe, as if the Friedrich Rebbe is functioning through him. So therefore, the Rebbe speaks that way. There's one particular year, and that sikh is printed, and it's also, you can see it on video, you can hear it on tape. It was Yud Aleph Nissen Tav Shemem Hei, where the Rebbe spoke about this concept at length. And this is the way the analogy the Rebbe used was that the Friedrich Rebbe needs hands and feet and a physical body to function through in this world, and that is the Rebbe's function. So the Rebbe, in his humbleness, so to speak, always referred to himself as just being a conduit for the Friedrich Rebbe's things, but really, the Rebbe accepted the leadership, and there's no question about that. So the Rebbe is very connected to the Friedrich Rebbe, so it's all one to him. But the Rebbe is still the Rebbe. Yeah. The Rebbe is the one that says that there are seven generations of Chabad, not six. So the Rebbe clearly identifies himself as the seventh, this is the seventh generation. The Rebbe says in many sikhs, Mashiach's name is Menachem. So the Rebbe is clearly identifying with these things, but it's always brought out as a continuation and with the power of by the Friedrich Rebbe. Just recently, something was published, I had never noticed it before, but it's a maimer from the Rebbe, where the Rebbe speaks about the Friedrich Rebbe and says the Friedrich Rebbe was the Nasi of our generation. And then the Rebbe adds, and this is also, this is, they put it in brackets, it's not an edited maimer, but obviously everyone remembered that the Rebbe said that. Then the Rebbe added, as we find with Shlomo HaMelech, that even after Shlomo HaMelech was appointed as a king, they still refer to David as the Melech. You hear what I'm saying? That even after Shlomo HaMelech was appointed as a king, they still said, Yichi Adoni HaMelech David La'olam. And that was the Rebbe's explanation to the fact that he's referring to the Friedrich Rebbe as Nesid Reinu, which implies that even though he's the Rebbe, you can still refer to the Friedrich Rebbe as Nesid Reinu, because it's all one.